This goes to Dr. A B A Y O M I, fax 989, and leave the rest. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. 989-463-2824. And Dr. Maria Lynes, Laynes, fax 989-779-7100, regarding Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Loper, L-O-P like Paul, E-R. Date of birth 5/24/1962. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Loper with stage 4 chronic kidney disease associated with Sjogren's disease with metabolic acidosis, which is probably renal tubular acidosis, hypertension, anemia, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was July 23, 2024. She did have a recent colonoscopy and EGD, and she reports she had no polyps. And she's feeling fine, no bleeding. She's recently been diagnosed with lupus also. She's feeling well, no complaints associated with lupus at this time. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She still smokes cigarettes and is trying to quit due to the expense also, and she's hoping to be able to quit completely as soon as possible. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No recent UTIs, no odor. She does have dentures due to tooth decay, and all of her teeth have been extracted, but she just wears the upper dentures because the lower ones don't stay in place. No edema, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Medications, I want to highlight sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram three times a day, potassium, 10 mil equivalent once a day. Norco is 5/325, one every 12 hours as needed for pain. Elavil, 10 milligram at bedtime, Celexa, 10 milligram at bedtime, vitamin B12, 100 microgram every other day, Ventolin inhaler as a rescue inhaler, metoprolol is 25 milligram daily, and Salagen, S-A-L-A-G-E-N, 5 milligram three times a day. Physical exam, weight 148 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse 80, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 128 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur or rub. Abdomen soft, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done January 14th, 2025. Creatinine 2.16. This is stable with estimated GFR of 25, albumin 3.9, calcium 9.1, sodium 138, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide is 19, previous level 18, phosphorus 4.0. Her white count is low, and she does periodically experience low white blood cell levels. It's 2.4. Hemoglobin 11.7 and platelets 142,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating creatinine levels. We will continue to have her get labs drawn every month. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled on low-dose metoprolol. 3, anemia of chronic disease, stable. 4, bilaterally small kidneys. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.